Search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Freedom Network, and this morning we have with us one of my favorite guests, Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn is an ordained minister, but he's left a good paying job because he really felt compelled to try to bring a realization to the American people what's really going on. We do carry the books he's written, A Politic Prophecy and the Supernatural. We carry his book on the Nephilim Trilogy, his book on alien interviews, and of course it's not interviews with aliens, it's interviews with people who have actually talked to people who've experienced alien abductions. And then we carry his latest DVD, it's called The Watchers. We recommend his material because he has a grasp of the fact that we're involved in a supernatural process. Basically, there is another dimension. There are beings from the other dimension who are influencing the political process in America today. We're seeing all sorts of natural disasters, or at least what appear to be natural disasters. Who knows what's really going on? Everything is classified. Oh, we don't want Osama bin Laden to know we have ability to create earthquakes and storms and droughts and change the weather, and because we don't want the American people to know. Are they doing it? Well, it's all classified. The American people in a free society really don't have the right to find out what is going on behind the scenes. Even members of Congress, who are simply a front for the Brotherhood of Darkness, are not allowed to know what is really taking place. In fact, Congress is largely irrelevant, as you saw recently with the attack on Libya. They didn't bother to go to Congress to determine whether or not to take America into another war. Until you understand that we have a ruling elite, these are wicked and evil men. They've used the financial power of the United States to come up with some terrible scientific things, and the ability, they do have the ability to modify the weather, they do have the ability to create earthquakes, and we never know when something happens if it is real or it is an act of God or an act of these evil people. Well, Lynn is with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the things that are happening, because right now what you're seeing, at least in my estimation, unfolding in the Near East and the Middle East, is the destruction of the existing social structure so it can be placed with a new Islamic world order. That's a phrase that's used by the richest man in the United States. No, it's not Warren Buffett. No, it's not Bill Gates. If you believe Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are the wealthiest man in America, you've been reading Time magazine too long. The richest man in America, probably next to David Rockefeller, is a man named Gulen. He lives in Pennsylvania in a guarded compound with helicopters flying overhead to make sure nobody gets too close. And he is actually involved in the transformation of the Near East and the Middle East into a radical Islamic state, or what he refers to as the new Islamic world order. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Go up on the Internet, look up Dr. Paul Williams, look up the phrase, the new Islamic world order, and you'll find what I'm telling you is true, at least according to Paul Williams. He has probably in the neighborhood of $50 billion largely amassed from the CIA's smuggling of drugs. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA smuggles drugs. The largest drug smuggler in the world, everybody knows it, except the American people. But we're in real trouble today because, of course, there are dark spiritual forces energizing everything going on. Lynn Marzulli, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, Dr. Stan, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Why don't you just bring us up to date with what's going on?
Well, thanks for the introduction. You hit on some wonderful bullet points. And again, so much is happening on a global scale that it's almost impossible to keep up with it. It's like what most people don't understand is the Japanese earthquake, the 9.1 earthquake, and the devastating tsunami, which followed it, was right on the heels of great unrest in the Middle East. And, of course, the Ring of Fire, and these, even though they seem to be unrelated, to me, it's all part of the prophetic birth pangs that we're told will happen in the last days. Famines and pestilence, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times. It's sort of a catch-all phrase, troublesome times. But when we look at the 9.1 or 9.0 earthquake in Japan, followed by the devastating tsunami, meanwhile, the Middle East, it was continuing to erupt. I mean, nothing stopped there for a minute. And you talk about this new world Islamic order, exactly where it's going. I blogged about it. They will not get democracy there. They have no way of getting to a democratic form of government from Islam. There is no reformation, which served as a springboard, which came from the Reformation came John Knox, and the whole idea of all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights come from Judeo-Christian worldview. Well, that's how we got here. The Islamic world has no way, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, to get to any type of a democracy or republic. What they will embrace is Sharia. And that's the sum of all fears, isn't it? When we get this huge Islamic caliphate set up within the next 18 months or whatever, a loosely formed coalition of states, all eyes will then be turned on Israel. All eyes will be turned on Israel. I recently sat down with Chuck Messler.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back here in a moment with Lynn Marzulli.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. 800-288-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I stand right here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. And, of course, we do carry all of his books. But you were just saying, Lynn, that you had sat down with Chuck Missler, and go right ahead.
Sat down with Mr. Missler and Dr. Missler and asked him, where do you think all this is headed, specifically in regards to the Middle East? And Missler believes, like I do, that this is, we are looking at the formation of some sort of a war, whether it's the Psalm 83 war, which is a group of Arab nations which go up against Israel, which and we're not sure the sequence. It could be something like Isaiah 17, which is the destruction of Damascus, which then kicks off a regional war. Psalm 83, Israel, if they expand its borders, and that then triggers maybe a few months after that, who knows, the Ezekiel 38 war. What is alarming to me, and this is just amazing about biblical prophecy, who would have ever postulated a year ago that we'd be looking at the complete implosion and upheaval which is going on in the Middle East? Who would have ever predicted that? And yet this is exactly what we see. And what triggered the riots there, Dr. Stan, and this is what I keep telling and harping on over and over again, is the rising food prices. When food prices escalate 20-30% in Tunisia, a guy who's making $1.50 a day, guess what? He can't feed his family anymore with that type of an increase. He just cannot do it. And that's that sense of hopelessness and despair led to the riots. What's interesting is, and this I did vet the story from Wally Chubak, and apparently there was an imam, I forget the man's name, but he was outlawed to speak in Egypt for the last 30 years. He was not allowed. Mubarak had clamped down. He's a radical imam, and he's in Tahrir Square in Egypt after they deposed of Mubarak, and there's between 1.5 and 2 million people gathered there, and they are all chanting in unison, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions." And what amazes me about this is instead of talking about, gee, how do we make a better infrastructure? How can we create more hospitals, better education, maybe equal rights for women? I mean, Western mind is so funny. They look at Islam in one way. Just spend a week in Saudi Arabia and watch what women are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. It's just, by Western standards, it's in another time zone. It's a completely different reality than what we enjoy in the West. There is no personal freedom. And so 1.5, let's say, just round it off to a conservative number, chanting in unison, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions." And this is the problem. This is what I see. And, of course, all this has been prophesied thousands of years ago in the scriptures. And now we're watching it literally on the 6 o'clock news. Every night we see the formation of these prophecies. Things are beginning to line up. At some point, we will see the fulfillment of all three of these, I believe.
And I think you're absolutely right. And what our listeners must understand is this is all engineered. I mean, this isn't happening. Now, I'm not saying there are not supernatural forces behind it, because I believe that the wicked people who are doing this are energized by a forces. Perhaps they don't even understand it. But what we are in the process today doing, what the CIA is doing, what the Bank of England is doing with your money, is creating the best enemy money could buy. certainly before, certainly there was a truce between Egypt and Israel. Israel didn't have to worry about Egypt. They weren't going to attack. They didn't want to lose the billions of dollars we were sending them every year. But it appears that this whole thing is operating on a timetable. Imagine revolts in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya and riots in Morocco and Algiers, and then the revelation that Lord James, member of the House of Lords, on the 1st of November, I've said recently it was the 4th of November, it's the 1st of November, you would pull down the minutes of Parliament. We have them about 10:30 at night. He's up there in Parliament, the House of Lords, talking about how he has been funneling money to the terrorists in North Africa from the Bank of England. Not a word in the media. How could you block something out that the Bank of England is financing the terrorists in North Africa? Why, in England, like in America, they have freedom of the press, and those who have the control of the press have the freedom to censor what the people of England, the people of America, read. So the England Bank of England, and you can be sure, of course, it's working with the American Central Bank, the Fed, and the CIA, funding the terrorists who are overthrowing the existing form of government. And, of course, they've already taken Turkey and shifted into the radical Islamic camp, and Lebanon into the radical Islamic camp, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and Kurdistan and all of the Stan countries over there being taken into this radical Islamic camp. They know exactly what they're doing. Why don't you hear about this on the 6 o'clock news? Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh or certainly the liberal commentators tell us? Because you're not supposed to know. I mean, they control the conservative. They control the liberal. We have the finest commentators money could buy. You're never going to hear this discussed on the controlled media. You'll hear it somewhat on the alternative media. But you must understand the term, the new Islamic world order. That's the term that Mr. Gulen, the richest man in America, uses. And if that's true, why don't we hear it? Because your minds are molded, ladies and gentlemen. Your minds are molded, your tastes formed, your ideas suggested by the media, controlled by what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. We're moving towards a confrontation with this newly united Islamic world. And certainly we see these things prophesied in the Bible. I'm sure Lynn's far more of a biblical scholar than I am. I'm sort of an amateur, but I mean, I believe, of course, that there will be not one war, but a series of wars over there. Certainly one of them will be the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, and the names of the countries that are involved are right there, aren't they, Lynn?
What amazes me is the way that it's forming up. We see the first, you know, Magog, which is Russia, then, of course, Persia, which is modern-day Iran. No change there. Of course, last year we watched Turkey, and you mentioned Turkey in your monologue there for a minute. Turkey is becoming, well, it's not an Islamic state, but it's populated about 98% by Muslims, and it's turned from the West and is looking towards Iran, and it's about that far away from becoming an Islamic state. And what's interesting about Turkey is the ancient nations of Meshach, Tubal, and Zugarma, which are the three nations that comprise the modern nation of Turkey, are the three nations that are specified in the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. Of course, that's what we see, this loose coalition, this confederacy of nations coming up against the land of unwalled villages. Here's something that's alarming. Again, I didn't see it in the Western press. I may have missed it. I got it from foreign press, but during the Egyptian riots several months ago, Hamas took it upon themselves to blow up the pipeline that goes from Egypt to Israel, that feeds Israel with about 40% of its energy. And when the Israelis, after the deposed Mubarak, okay, the Israelis said, well, can we reconnect the pipeline now? And the Egyptian says, no. we're not going to reconnect the pipeline. So you can see already that what was once this this false sense of peace propped up by billions of dollars from America to keep the peace in Israel or try to keep the peace in the Middle East, on how fragile that is within weeks. The first action of Hamas is to blow up the pipeline. The Egyptians are not going to reconnect it. Now Israel is sitting there sort of alone in the wind without 40% of its energy. And here's something which I postulate, and I got this when I was on the road a couple of weeks back, and just one of those thoughts. And Obama has a great proclivity to dither. In other words, he does nothing. And we see it being repeated. And I postulate that when, not if, when the attack happens on Israel by the coalition, Obama will dither. He will stand down. He will do absolutely nothing. And could it be that he's been elected just for this sole purpose, just to stand down and do nothing? You know, you talk about a brotherhood of darkness, and I blog about this thing every day, Dr. Stamp. I truly believe that we have not had a real president since Kennedy. Reagan may have slipped in there, and of course they tried to kill him too with another lone gunman type CIA, Monarch, MK Ultra mind control freak. And that's what I think that was. I could be wrong, but that's what I think it was, just like Syria and Syrian. And meanwhile, the military industrial complex, produces endless war. It's 10 years in Afghanistan. It's, almost that same amount of time in Iraq. And now without Congress approval, Obama just goes, oh yeah, we're going to attack Libya, opening up a third front. And so what we see is endless war. And who profits from this, is the military-industrial complex. It's funny how Obama, before he was elected, oh, we're going to close Guantanamo, we're going to bring your troops home from Afghanistan. Excuse me, not so fast, because you're just a puppet, and that's really all he is. There is a shadow government. It's dark. It's evil. I believe that we are looking in some ways at the Fourth Reich. It's all being played up behind the scenes. It's alarming how this country has moved towards a fascist type state. And there's people who will sort of scoff at that and laugh at that. And yet what fascism is, or in the Third Reich certainly, is the mixing of the private sector with the government. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing the government stepping in and controlling, the cars, the banks, and everything else. And of course, this is exactly what happened in World War II with the Nazis. So while the Americans are busy watching the antics of Charlie Sheen, or, pining or mourning the deaths of Elizabeth Taylor, or some other, watching their favorite idol on American Idol, the freedoms that our ancestors fought for, I believe, are being eroded right before our eyes. And I think that and I agree with you wholeheartedly, there is a shadow government. It is evil. There's a group of men and women behind the scenes who know exactly what they are doing. It is headed for some sort of a one world global type government with a global religious system. And of course that's been prophesied thousands of years ago. So why should any of this take us by surprise? We have it written 2,000 years ago that this is exactly what will take place. And behold, it's happening in front of our eyes.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Lynn, who certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people I know on this subject, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But is there anybody in the listening audience who's gullible enough to believe that all of these uprisings all over the Arab world are not carefully coordinated, or that somebody didn't buy off the Egyptian military so they'd overthrow Mubarak? Somebody didn't buy off the Tunisian military? I mean, after all, the military lives very comfortably, under the dictator, Mubarak. But, of course, somebody offered a higher price, and so that they will have more money by somebody betraying their trust of their leaders, and they did that in Egypt. They could have put down the rioters, but they didn't. Same thing happened in Tunisia. Certainly within in Libya, why you suddenly have a rebel army. Where did the rebel army come from? Well, of course, it takes money to create an army, to train an army, to have weapons for an army so the army can march. And somebody put up the money to overthrow Gaddafi. And then, of course, when Gaddafi didn't want to be overthrown, first of all, we seized the money he had in banks all over the world. And then, of course, we created a situation impossible for Gaddafi. He, of course, initially is able to get the Air Force and some of the military officers to go along with him, because Libya is primarily tribal, and Gaddafi leads one of the tribes, and so the military was controlled by his tribe, at least the Air Force, and so they were using the Air Force, and of course, we countered that with our no-fly zone, which included bombing tanks. The no-fly zone includes bombing tanks. Were those flying tanks? No, it was a no-fly, no-drive, no-nothing zone. Anything's open for attack. And that isn't at all what the Arab League had asked for. We justified, of course, going in because the Arab League asked us to. And then the Arab League said, this is what we asked you to do. And they said, oh, but we have a United Nations...
Invite you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dan back here. If you have a question or comment out there in the audience, I number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website. Now, we do carry all of Lynn's books, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural is the one of the most important ones, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. But we do carry his book, certainly the Nephilim Trilogy. We carry his book, Alien Interviews. And of course, that is interviews with people who've interviewed, and we're talking about PhDs and scientists and physicians, who've interviewed people who've had alien abductions. What is an alien abduction? Why you are simply abducted by aliens? There are thousands. Certainly there's a Dr. Mark, as I remember is his name, back at Professor back at Harvard, who's actually documented some 5,000 people who claim that they've been abducted by aliens. You may never have been. I never may never been. I've never even seen a UFO. I have seen a spoon that was bent by a major general who worked with the Special Forces Unit that was assigned to contact the supernatural, which, of course, was immortalized in George Clooney's movie, The Men Who Stared at Goats. Of course, it wasn't a very good movie, except at the very end when, of course, one of the people who'd been part of the program walks through an intact wall. In other words, dematerializes, is able to do this with his mind. I would never have believed the curved spoon that was handled if I had not held it in my own hand, done by the major general who controlled the unit of the Green Beret Special Forces that was assigned to explore accessing the other dimension. It's not imaginary, it's real. But we're told, of course, in the scriptures to avoid it. We're told to avoid, the astrologers and the mediums and the fortune tellers, the spiritualists, and the people who are dealing with this other dimension. But we need to know it's there. And, of course, it is behind almost everything going on today. And the fact that nobody talks about it reflects simply the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, Lynn, before we go on, tell our listeners how to get to your blog, how to get your information, which is vitally important.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Stan, so much. The blog is 6 days a week. It's lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week, and I did a review on the movie Paul this week. I'd like to talk about that maybe in a few minutes if we have time, because it's people need a heads up on that and what they're promulgating. I'm on the road right now, Dr. Stan. I'm in Connecticut here, Groton, Connecticut, for the C conference. It's called Supernatural Explanations Event with other speakers, Russ Dizdar and Richard Grun, and that's in Groton, Connecticut. If you go to my blog, if you're interested, if you're in the area, March 25th through the 27th, Groton, Connecticut, and Russ Dizdar, Richard Grun, and, of course, myself, L.A. Marzulli, will be there, and we'll be speaking, and that should be a good time. But lamarzulli.wordpress.com is the blog, so you can check that out.
Now, what's this other thing you wanted to talk about?
Well, there's a movie out. I have not seen The Battle of Los Angeles. When I return back next week from being on the road, that's one of my first priorities. But I did see the movie Paul. And here's the caveat right up front. It is one of the foulest movies I have ever seen in regards to language. I felt like I needed a bath or a shower after seeing it. I mean, they drop F-bombs on this thing like rose petals. It's just ridiculous. And there's no need to do it. It's sort of like an MTV Dumb and Dumber type movie, except it's got an alien in it. But here is what's pernicious about it, in my opinion, Dr. Stan. That what they do, without giving away the whole movie, and probably should give away the whole movie, I'm certainly not recommend people seeing it, but there's a Christian that's in the movie, and she is the love interest. And her father is a Bible-thumping, shotgun-toting, gruff man, sort of a Neanderthal, who barks commands at her. And this is what he's portrayed as. Later on, of course, with the shotgun, he shoots the shoots one of the protagonists in the movie, and the alien brings him back to life. Isn't that interesting? By laying hands on him. But there's a scene where the woman, this Christian woman, discovers the alien by accident. Of course, she faints then away. And what's interesting is this alien, while it's animated, looks incredibly lifelike. It is a gray. It is a walking, talking, what we would call the grays. And there are several times when the character Paul is talking, and there's a side profile. And in my opinion, it looks extremely demonic to me, but I digress. Anyway, the woman sees it, and of course she faints that away. When she wakes up, she sees, oh, you're a demon, and she drops to her knees and starts singing Amazing Grace. So this is their idea of what supernatural spiritual warfare is. Paul is a cigarette-smoking, marijuana-smoking, gray alien from some other galaxy. And he walks over to her, and he places his four-finger hands on her forehead, and it explodes. And she begins to have visions and sees all this. And she comes away minutes later with a completely different worldview. Before that, she was arguing for creationism. So here's this goofy movie, right? And at the heart of the movie, the alien, Paul, is making a very cogent case for what? For Darwinism. It's just unbelievable. And that's what they're promulgating here. And the Christian woman is looked at like a Neanderthal. And, of course, once she has her mind expanded by Paul, and this is one of the statements that is made in the movie. Paul says there's no right or wrong, good or evil, up or down, there is no God. It's all evolution, baby. That's what he says. And she, the woman, finally accepts that, and the first thing out of her mouth is a long stream of F-bombs and swearing and cursing, and then she promptly grabs the male genitalia on a love interest and just places her hand there and holds it. It's just ridiculous. It's all covered. You don't see it, but it's nonetheless she grabs the guy's crotch. And so, in other words, now that she's been freed from the restraints of Christianity, what does she do? She has, or she begins to be promiscuous. That's an understatement. And her language goes off the charts. But the movie attacks what we believe. It attacks the God of the Bible. It attacks the Christianity. It's a frontal attack. And, of course, you know, if the church gets up in arms about it, more and more people will just go want to see what the movie's about, like The Last Temptation of Christ. The movie is just dreadful. But the thing is that the audience, of which there was probably, the theater was maybe 20% full on a Friday night. Not many people turned out to see it. But what's interesting is the audience is just laughing along at this, all those stupid, ignorant Christians. And this is how we're portrayed. This is how someone who has a grasp of Scripture, this is how we're portrayed. We're portrayed like Neanderthals, backwards, stupid, Bible-thumping, shotgun-toting, 5 days' worth of a bearded face and Neanderthal-type, stance and language and everything else. This is
Hold that thought. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And our guest is Ben Marzulli. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. I would comment, of course, the attack on Christianity is becoming ever more apparent. Jay Leno, I've tolerated his vulgarity in the past because sometimes he had some very clever skits and things, but the other night he was, whatever you feel about Sarah Palin, I do believe she's a good Christian, and who knows, she may be a lot smarter than we give her credit for, and she may be simply playing these people who are, you think they're using her, but whatever, I believe she's personally a very nice person, and he was attacking and vilifying and belittling Sarah Palin, and he was attacking poor Dennis Kucinich, who's a dedicated socialist, but Kucinich is one of the few people who had the courage to stand up and say, why are we attacking Libya? Oh, well, we've got to protect the people there, you know, and other people don't like Gaddafi. Listen, Gaddafi's been the dictator for 40 years. We've kept him in power in the past. The military, I remember 25 years ago, the military tried to overthrow him, and we betrayed the military. I'll let Gaddafi know who the military people were who were trying to overthrow him so they could be tortured to death. They made the mistake of contacting the American State Department, just as Robert Baer tells in his book, which we do carry, See No Evil, about what happened in Iraq twice during the 1990s when the military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And, of course, they made the mistake of letting America know, and America let Saddam know who they were so they could be arrested and tortured to death. Well, all I can say is Kucinich was one of the few congressmen who had the courage to get up and say, we shouldn't be going to war with Libya. This is what we're doing. And, of course, Jay Leno ridicules him, and of course he ridicules everything that's worthwhile and noble and worthwhile. And when he started attacking Sarah Palin, we turned him off, and we will never turn him on again. And if you have the time, write to the advertisers and tell them what you think about Jay Leno, and tell them you're turning him off as well. And till we start organizing and simply boycotting the advertisers who advertise on vulgar and crude radio programs and television programs, nothing's going to change. But when they know the people are incensed, why, of course, the advertisers, most of them will back off. Under any circumstances, Hollywood is used, it sounds like, simply another movie, another Christian backing and bashing movie. Is that right, Lynn?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable what's going on. This just came across my desk, Dr. Stan, even though I'm on the road. I got my trusty little iPad here. 7.0 earthquake just struck Myanmar. We're not sure exactly what is, now they're talking about tsunami information and all that. So it's, the Ring of Fire continues to do what it's doing. You know, I find that just incredibly alarming.
If we look at we're on our way to Los Angeles today, and I'm going to speak at Long Beach at the Health Freedom Conference there. If anybody's going to be in the region, why, We'd love to have you drop by our table that we'll have there at the Health Freedom Conference of the Long Beach Convention Center. But people have been predicting an earthquake in Southern California this weekend. Let's hope it doesn't take place. Last thing I want is an earthquake when I'm not at home. But anyway, you're absolutely right. It almost seems like there is this increasing number of severe earthquakes. A 7.0 is a massive earthquake. And incidentally, Miramar, for our listeners, it used to be called Burma. They changed the names just to confuse you. And the standard operating procedure, keep changing names. People can't figure what you're talking about. Keep the cattle confused while you're marching them down the chute. Who do we have calling in?
This is Paul from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Well, hi, Paul from Cheyenne. Good to hear from you.
I enjoy your show.
Your comment?
Yes, I enjoy your show today, and everything that your guest is saying is true. The Bible does say in the end times, so we don't know exactly when the end times are, but all Christians will be persecuted for their beliefs.
Yep, I think we're going to see a lot more of it, and we're going to have to stick together.
As far as the Brotherhood of Islam over there in the Middle East, we know who controls the Al-Qaeda, which is the CIA, and they've been stirring up things for decades.
Yep.
They're doing a good job,
and the average American cannot believe that this whole thing is largely financed with their money and, of course, with drug money.
That's correct. Well, you know the old saying, today's friends are tomorrow's enemies, and today's enemies are tomorrow's friends.
Right. Okay, do you have a question or comment, or just...
No, I just enjoyed your show, and I agree that the movie industry definitely has an agenda done by the people behind it, and that you don't hear about, and I also agree that I haven't watched Jay Leno for years and years because I've never liked his dissertation on the way he makes fun of people.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he can make $5 million or $20 million, whatever he gets paid, astronomical, that this country can pay people that kind of money for, I don't call it entertainment.
Well, I think he's paid that amount of money because he does their bidding.
Well, that's true.
And he encourages homosexuality and immorality.
Yes.
And but when he starts criticizing Christians like Sarah Palin, and I do believe she's a good Christian, and he criticizes her because of her Christian faith, that was it.
I'll go real quick here, but I say on Sarah Palin, the only thing I see with her is that she's fairly naive of what's going on out there in the real world.
Amen. Okay, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. You both have a good day.
People up there in Cheyenne listening.
Okay. God bless the both of you.
God bless. Did we have another caller, or was I mistaken?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen in Colorado. Have a quick question or comment?
I do. I've been wondering for a while now, with all these increasing earthquakes all over the world, whether there is any scientific way of determining whether these are natural earthquakes, all of them, or whether some of them are caused by the heart.
Hold on till after the break, and we'll cover that briefly before we wrap up the program.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, we're out of time, but Lynn, do you have any comment from Maureen? She wants to know whether these are real or earthquakes or maybe created earthquakes. Is there any way to tell?
Well, as far as I know, there is no way to tell. Are we looking at HARP that some people postulate are creating the earthquakes, or is it natural occurrences? Here's just something to think about. We know from the Book of Job that the fallen one created a mighty wind, which blew the house down. And I believe he's got supernatural power. And so I think that some of these things, not all of them, but some of these things actually may be supernatural. In other words, the forces behind it may be supernatural. Now, I realize that I'm going on a limb here, but that's what we may be looking at.
Who knows, and I think your point is well taken. Thank you both. God bless you, and we'll be talking to both later. Thanks so much. And this, of course, is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, or maybe you'd like to advertise on our network, we have about 60 stations where some of you can hear the truth at least sometime during the week. And if you're in a position to help, well, I guess so we can maintain them, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me certainly recommend Lynn Marzulli's material, Policy Prophecy and the Supernatural. It's an excellent book. Nephilim Trilogy, Alien Interviews, and then, of course, his DVD of The Watchers, and it goes in the background of the UFOs, and it goes in the background of the cattle mutilations, and you will actually hear an interview with a surgeon who's actually removed the metal implants on 16 people, and, of course, what they found, how they analyze the metal, and, of course, it's otherworldly, not in this world. Fascinating material that you need to have to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place today. There is another dimension, and you need to understand it's there, and that's what my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret cover. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is the best place to start analyzing what's going on. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD on the Forbidden Secret with the syllabus, the CD with the syllabus, it's called The Dark Secret. And, of course, there is another dimension. There are supernatural forces. We even give you the material, the syllabus for The Dark Secret, put out by the Luciferians. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And, Chris, they will tell you that they have their people planted everywhere in finance and education and in government. And some know exactly what they're doing. Others, why their minds are controlled. Doesn't really matter. And the end result, of course, are there changing the structure of our society and trying to destroy Christianity, because that's basically the basis of everything. Destroy Christianity, you destroy the foundation of this nation, because those who will not be ruled by God will certainly be ruled by tyrants. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to the banner on the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus and the one on You Know You're Saved. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15.